Slovak Vatican. Spišská kapitula is now part of the town of Spišské Podhradie, but it used to be an independent community. The area of Spiš Castle was already inhabited by prehistoric men, but a significant era began with the building of the castle complex. The fortified area of the church town is dominated by the three-nave Cathedral of St. Martin with a double tower facade. They began building this representative church on the site of an older building in 1221 for the needs of the Spiš provostry. The Tartar invasion in 1241 brought the demanding construction to a halt, and the work wasn't continued until after the year 1270. Further unrest resulted in the sacral building carrying elements of a fortress with crenellates. The interior of the pseudo-basilica is decorated with a stone sculpture of a lion holding a book. It has made in the first half of the 13th century. Also preserved is a rare fresco depicting the coronation of Charles Robert of Anjou with Mary in the center having little Jesus on her knees. The wall painting was painted in 1317. Probably the oldest calvary in Slovakia, known as Spišský Jeruzalem, was built near Spišská Kapitula after 1650. Medieval pride. The Spiš Kapitula begins to emerge as a place of authority in the 13th century, when it functioned as a medieval notary office. Education also had its place, as evidenced by the establishment of a school. The Kapitula was one of the centers of ecclesiastical education in the territory of present-day Slovakia. At the same time, near the representative temple, the Provostry Palace, now known as the Bishop's Palace, was built. Later, a French park was attached to the palace, which was accessed through the clock tower from the year 1739. A statue of St. John of Nepomuk has stood opposite the tower since 1732. Seminar. The priest seminary building is also under the protection of the fortification. It has been rebuilt several times. The most visible architectural intervention took place between 1932 and 1933 when the turret and the bell tower of the chapel was demolished. At the same time, another floor was added to the building. By 1890, the valuable seminar library had more than 4,000 books. Since then, the library has grown to an impressive 30,000 volumes. Today, the building is called the Priest's Seminar of Bishop Jan Vojtašák. Nearest surroundings. Traces of faith were also left by the Jewish community in the form of a synagogue in Spišské Podhradie, 2 kilometers. The Chapel of the Holy Cross on the hill Siva Brada, Grey Beard, 2 kilometers, is also very popular. Another sacred gem is the Holy Spirit Church in Žehra, UNESCO, 7 kilometers.